call a preacher who's not really trained and he doesn't have a regular pulpit, but he just preaches on a Sunday, you know, here and there, and in the middle of the week he makes his living doing something else, and he probably isn't even very good at preaching. What would you call him?
Would that be a lay preacher?
Okay. Any other names that you might have for him? Do you ever use the word jackleg about preachers?
I haven't been around too many of them.
Okay. What does a jackleg preacher mean to you?
Well, if someone would use that, well, I'd take it that he wasn't schooled a whole lot to be a preacher, but maybe he just felt like that he wanted to preach, or he had a calling or something, and he would preach without being too well educated to be a preacher.
Okay. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Aunt.
Okay. But if you want to specify that it's mine, you'd say
my aunt.
Well,
her aunt, her aunt, aunt, her aunt.
Okay,
but your aunt.
Okay. In this state, there's a fairly well-known judge whose the last part of her name is T. Hughes. Judge T. Hughes. Sally is a nickname for this name. In the Bible, the wife of Abraham was named this. This judge swore in Lyndon Johnson after Kennedy was assassinated, you know, on the airplane. The woman, you know, the woman's name.
Oh, that wasn't Hobby.
No.
Was it Luth?
No. Her first name. Well, let's see. There's a brand name. You know, you can buy cakes and stuff. This is another thing that you see this name on. You can buy cakes and stuff. It's cakes by somebody Lee. And the first name is a woman's first name. It's also the first name of Judge T. Hughes.
I give up.
Okay.
I remember on that airplane when they did that, and if it had been closer to the time, the name might have
come to me. Yeah, one of those things. It begins with an S too, like Sally does.
Sarah?
Okay. Do you have any nephews?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, what do they call you?
Some of them call me Uncle.
Okay.
And I have some of them that are so close to my age that they just call me by my name.
Okay. Well, assuming that you went by William, you know, the whole name, they might call you...
They would call me Uncle Bill.
Okay. But if you didn't go by Bill, you went by William, they'd call you...
Uncle William.
Okay. And Conley's first name is...
John.
Okay. And if he had nephews, they'd call him...
Uncle John.
Okay. If you had known, say, somebody like Robert E. Lee, you wouldn't have called him Mr. Lee, but you would have called him...
General.
Okay, will you say the whole thing?
General.